This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson. Welcome to 6 Minute English. With me today is Neil Edgeler. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Callum.
Now, in today's programme, we're going to be looking at day trips, but not your average kind of day trip. First, Neil, can you explain what we mean by a day trip?
Yes, a day trip is like a short holiday. You go somewhere and then you come back on the same day.
Yeah, when I was a child, I remember we used to go on day trips to the beach or day trips to the forest. What about you, Neil? Did you or do you go on day trips?
When I was a kid, I lived in Canada and we often had visitors and we took them to local places of interest on day trips. For example, Niagara Falls.
Wow, that's a great place for a day trip. Our topic today is all about a day trip that is literally out of this world. The day trips I'm talking about are into space. If you've ever dreamt of being an astronaut, now you can make that dream come true, provided you can afford it. Before we hear more about this, let's have this week's question. Now, we're talking about space, so it's a space-related question for you, Neil. Which planet is mostly the closest to Earth? Is it A, Mars, B, Venus, or C, Jupiter?
It's Mars, isn't it?
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, a company is selling tickets for day trips to space. They're building special craft to do this, and one of these was revealed to the public earlier this year. We're going to listen to BBC reporter Rajesh Merchandani with some more details. But before we do, here's some of the vocabulary you'll hear. First, the word glimpse. Glimpse. Tell us about this word, Neil.
Glimpse is a word which means to see something, but to see it only for a short time or not completely. It can be a verb or a noun. You can glimpse something or you can catch a glimpse of something.
And one more expression to listen out for, underwraps. Underwraps, Neil.
If something's under wraps, it means it's a secret. It hasn't been shown to the public.
OK, so you'll hear those two expressions in this report. Also, listen out for the answer to this question. How high above the Earth will the actual spaceship travel?
After 4 years' secret development in California's Mojave Desert, now the first public glimpse of White Knight 2, the hardware designed to take paying passengers into space. But this isn't the spaceship. That's still unfinished and under wraps. This is the launch aircraft that will carry the spaceship to 50,000 feet from where it fires its own rocket and climbs to 62 miles above the Earth.
So, Neil, let's answer the distance question first. How high above the Earth will the actual spaceship travel?
It'll be 62 miles, which is about 100 kilometres.
So, actually, for a day trip, it's not really that far, is it? So, there was also mention of another distance, 50,000 feet. What was that?
Well, there are two parts to the spacecraft. There's an aircraft, which is what was revealed, and this plane is used to carry the actual spaceship. So the plane carries the spaceship to 50,000 feet, which is about 15 kilometres, and then the spaceship launches from there and goes up to 62 miles.
And what do we know about the spaceship itself?
Well, not that much, as this is the part which is still under wraps. That's still secret.
bbclearningenglish.com.
OK, now, Neil, would you fancy this day trip? Would you fancy going up into space?
One question, an important one. How much does it cost?
Right, well, you can book a ticket for this space trip, this day trip to space, for only $200,000 US.
Well, no, is my answer.
Well, I think it would depend what you get for your money. What do you get for $200,000? And let's have a listen to Rajesh Merchandani, who can tell us a bit about that.
The 2.5-hour suborbital trip offers 5 minutes of weightlessness and stunning views before gliding back down.
So the whole trip takes 2.5 hours, and that includes 5 minutes of weightlessness and stunning views. Weightlessness. Can you explain that, Neil?
Yes, it's when you're floating in the air. If you've seen films of astronauts in spaceships, they just float around, of course, because there's no gravity. They are weightless. So that's one experience you'd have on the trip, weightlessness.
And stunning views. That was something else that was mentioned. Stunning, meaning fantastic. And personally, I think that would be an amazing thing to see, the Earth from a great distance. I think if I had that money to spare, I would take the trip. Neil, would you?
No.
Right.
I don't like flying anyway.
All right, OK, so that would be, you can probably look at it on television. There we go. OK, well, that's about all we have today. Before we go, the answer to this week's question, which planet is mostly closest to Earth? Neil, you said...
I said Mars.
And the answer is actually Venus. Venus is actually closest to Earth for most time. So... hard luck on that one. Well, time for us to go. Do join us again for more 6 Minute English.